If my mind isn't on it, I can't be tempted by it. Does that make sense? I mean, the teenagers in the back seat of a car going, oh, we don't want to go all the way. We don't want to go all the way. We don't want to go all the way. Who are they kidding? Every hormone in their body is going, yes! Yes! And the key is not no, 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 no. The key is let's get out of the car.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. In a time where tolerance is valued more than truth, every believer in Christ needs more than ever to know what it takes to build a godly foundation for their life. As we continue this series called Building My Life on Values That Last, Rick will look closely at the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love. Now, in just a little while, we're going to tell you about how you can get a hold of a solid collection of teaching from Rick that will make a great addition to your audio library or a wonderful gift for a friend or loved one. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. And you can find out more about it by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. That's rickwarren.org, or you can just text the word daily to 313131 for more info. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Maintaining Moral Purity.
As Americans, we care a lot about purity in some areas, and others we couldn't care less. For instance, we want pure air to breathe, we want pure water to drink, and we want pure food to eat, but we're not really that concerned about having pure minds or having mental or moral purity. We will allow almost anything in our minds. We will watch anything, regardless of how perverted it is, without changing channels or getting up and leaving. It used to be that you had to go to like a thing called a, quote, adult bookstore to get pornography. Now, that's a misnomer, if ever, an adult bookstore. But today, it's all piped into your home every day. Cable TV, shock, jock, rock, radio and talk shows. There are 900 phone number lines that you can call for sexual talk. There is even now the internet that comes into your home. And we are bombarded. We happen to be in a very sex-saturated society. Would you agree with that? Here are a few magazine covers of, these are not National Enquirer type things. It's Time and Newsweek and U.S. News. And here are just a few. Let me read these. Maybe the TV camera can focus in on a little bit. Sex in America. Here's one, Sex and AIDS. Here's a cover on Sex in America, another one. Here's one on sexual chemistry. Here's one, Safe Sex. Here's one on teen sex cover. Here's one called Sex for Sale. Here's one on infidelity. Here's one on adultery, a new debate about the oldest sin. And then, I don't know if you saw this week, this one's called, in U.S. News, The Trouble with Premarital Sex. Americans don't think it's much of a problem, but maybe they should. Now, as a result of this constant bombardment, we have more abortions today than ever before. We have more illegitimate births than ever before. We have more people with sexually transmitted diseases than ever before. 9 million Americans carry a venereal disease, folks. That's more people with a sexually transmitted disease than there are people with alcoholism. And we have people involved in all kinds of different things, living together and just different moral standards. Now, the Bible says something very different. In 1 Thessalonians 4, this is what God says about you. God wants you to be pure and to keep clear of all sexual sin. For God has not called us to be dirty-minded and full of lust, but to be holy and clean. Now, as I read that verse, I go, is that possible in today's world? Is it even possible to live in a world where I'm bombarded constantly by billboards and by the media in this sex-saturated society, and is it possible to maintain a pure mind? I think it is. And let me give you a reason why. If you've ever gone ocean fishing, you go out in the ocean, and you catch a sea bass or a rock cod or something like that, you bring it home, you start to prepare it. Now listen, this fish has lived its entire life in salt water. It grows up in a culture that every moment of its life, it's surrounded by brine, water that is so salty you can't even drink it yourself or you'll get sick. And yet when you catch a bass or a fish that's lived its entire life in the ocean, and you bring it home and you prepare it for a meal before you eat it, you have to put salt on it. You ever thought about that? Now, the same God that can take a fish and keep them in an environment of salt its entire life, and yet it's not be infected by it, can keep you in a polluted world and keep your mind pure. Does that make sense? Now, the answer is not imitation, which says, hey, let's just go out and be like the world and adapt every perversion that's out there. On the other hand, the answer is not the other extreme that says isolation. Let's completely stay away from the world. Let's all dress up like pilgrims or become nuns or monks and join a convent or a monastery and we'll isolate ourselves. No. The answer to living in this world is not imitation. Be like everybody else. And the answer is not isolation. Don't be like anybody and don't even have any association with the world. The answer is not isolation. It's not imitation. It is insulation. Insulation. And just like God can insulate that fish and keep it in a briny environment and yet not let it get salty, God can keep you in a polluted world and keep your life, your mind, your heart pure. How does that happen? Well, I'm glad you asked.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
So many people request copies of Rick's teachings every day for their personal audio libraries, and there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has asked us to put together another great collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. If you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. They include Escaping the People Pleaser Trap, How to Keep from Stressing Out, How to Recognize God's Voice, Learning My True Identity in Christ, Set Free from Me, and Why God Made You. This very special 6-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, right now by going to rickwarren.org. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
God can keep you in a polluted world and keep your life, your mind, your heart pure. How does that happen? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because today we're going to look at what the Bible says. God gives us 6 steps in the remaining pure in a polluted world. God never tells you to do something without telling you how to do it. So, number one, let's get right into it. First, the Bible says, make a commitment to God's standard. Make a commitment to God's standard. Psalm 119, verse 9 says this. Well, let's read it aloud together. How can anyone keep his way pure? By living according to your word. By living according to your word. Now, look up here. You got to make this issue and resolve it in your mind before anything else can happen in your life. What's going to be my standard of authority? On what am I going to base my life? Am I going to make a commitment to God's word as my standard for living, or am I going to just make up my own standard? You see, here's the issue. Am I more committed to what I believe God says will meet my needs, or am I more committed to what I think will meet my own needs? Does God know more about my life, or do I know more about my life? That's the issue. You see, God says several things in his word that aren't very popular. And God says a number of things, particularly about sex in his word, that may seem, well, why does he say that? Because he knows more about sex than you do. And he knows more about sex than I do. He understands the implications far better. And I have to decide, God, when I don't understand it, and when I don't even like it, and when it's certainly not popular, I'm going to do what your word says regardless, because you made me, you're the creator, you have a plan and purpose for my life, you know what's best for me, and on top of that, you love me. And so you're not trying to harm me, you're trying to help me, you're not trying to hurt me, you're trying to help me get along in life. So even if it doesn't make sense and even if it's not popular, I'm going to make a commitment to do what the Bible says to do rather than what I think will best meet my needs. Now, until you're willing to make that kind of commitment, you may as well close up your Bible, go home and forget it, and go to the beach this afternoon, because you're not ready to be pure in an impure world. You only can be pure by following God's standard. Now, when it comes to sex, in the first place, God invented it. I mean, God thought up the whole idea of sex. What a great God. Oh, man. What a great God we serve, you know? He thought this whole thing up. And yet God also has put some parameters around it. And God's standard has never changed, and God's standard is very clear, regardless of opinion polls or anything else. God has said, number one, and now I'm not going to get into this real detailed because we've already covered it. About a month ago, Pastor Tom and I did a Bible study on Wednesday night called What God Says About Sex and the Gift of Sex and how to use it properly and wisely and enjoy it. And if you want to get that tape, it's out on the patio after the service. It's about a 45-minute Bible study, which we're not even going to cover this morning. But God does say this. Sex is far more than physical. Sex is a spiritual act. And it has spiritual consequences. And not only that, sex has emotional consequences, it has social consequences, it even has legal consequences in addition to being spiritual. If sex were just physical, it'd be like a handshake. Shake hands, see you later, and that's it. And it wouldn't matter who you had sex with. But it's more than physical. See, that's the problem with sex education. A lot of people think the problem with sex education in school is that they teach too much. They say, oh, well, they teach all this and they teach all that. Now the kids are going to go out and try it and do it. No, no, they already know. They're not going to learn anything new out in the sex ed classes that they haven't already picked up on the street. The problem with sex education classes is they don't teach enough. They don't tell at all. What they do is they reduce sex to simply a biological function as if it's simply a matter of physics. It's a physical thing. They have no spiritual connection, no emotional connection, no social connection. It's taught simply as a matter of anatomy. This is a this and that is a that. And when you get this and that together, that has called sex. Now, if you want to have safe sex, you cover this with that so this doesn't happen. You don't know how hard I worked at the wording of that, so I wouldn't offend everybody. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Okay. But, you know, sex is more than simply put the lime in the coconut and shake it all up, you know? There's a whole lot more to it. There is a social, scientific, legal, spiritual, emotional dimension in addition to just the anatomy. And that's the problem. God says it's more than just physical. The Bible also says that sex is exclusively reserved for a husband and a wife who are committed to each other in a marriage. That anything outside of that, sex before marriage, sex outside of marriage, anything else, will have profound consequences in your emotions, in your spiritual life, and maybe even physically harm you in a certain way because of numerous diseases you can pick up from promiscuity. Now, why does God say this? Why did God put parameters on sex? Because he knows more about it. Now, if you went out here to get on this freeway and you saw an on-ramp, but it was really an off-ramp, and there's a sign on the off-ramp that says, do not enter, would you get upset at that sign? We go, how dare that sign? I'm an adult. I can make my own choices. I can choose where I want to drive. Would you say, that sign restricts my freedom? Nobody's going to tell me where to drive. What do you think that sign was put there for? For your pain or for your protection? It's there to help you, not to hurt you. It's to keep you from having a head-on collision. And when God says, I made sex, it was my idea, folks, and this is what it's reserved for, he's only trying to help. And when you ignore it and you think you know more about sex than God, you're asking for trouble. You're asking for regret. You're asking for bitterness. You're asking for problems in self-esteem. You're asking for relational difficulties. You're asking for things that you wish nobody else knew about, and all kinds of other things are going to happen in your life. You see, God has set a set of rules for living. He said, look, you play by the rules, you win. You don't play by the rules, you lose. You're the one who suffers. And sex is a gift. It's a gift from God. But every gift must be used wisely. Water is a gift from God. Did you know that 90% of your body is water? That you cannot live without water, but you get too much of it, you'll drown. Fire is a gift from God. Fire can warm. Fire is what allowed us to start eating cooked meat instead of sushi for everything. But you get too much fire, you'll get burned. Can you get burned by sex? You bet. Anybody want to give a testimony? Can you get drowned by sex? You bet. Sex is not bad. It is not dirty. Sex is good. God thought it up. It is holy. It is spiritual. That's why it is to be used according to God's standard. Now, I want to suggest that the starting point to remaining pure in a polluted world is you make a commitment to God's standard. And I suggest that you publicly make this commitment. That if you were married, for instance, you say to your husband or your wife, you know what? I will always be faithful to you no matter what. Regardless of what you choose to do, regardless of what happens in our marriage, I'm going to always be faithful to you. And I'm not going to have sex with anybody else. Why? Not because of your response, but because God says, if I want to live his way, and I want his blessing on my life, and I don't want his judgment, then I'm going to do it the way God says to do, regardless of what anybody else does. And if you were a single person, you would publicly say, like A.C. Green did just recently, which took a lot of courage, I am not going to have sex until I'm married. And you make that widely known to anybody that this is where I'm standing, regardless of what anybody else thinks. That takes courage. It takes no courage at all to follow the crowd. It takes character, it takes courage to have conviction, say, I'm going to do what God says is right. Now, once you've done that, regardless of mistakes you've made in the past, regardless of those mistakes, and we'll get to that and the forgiveness that comes from that in a minute, then you're ready to move to step two. And how do I be pure the rest of my life? Step two is to manage my mind. Manage my mind. Because every temptation starts in the mind. Proverbs 4:23 says, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your what? By your thoughts. And the Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 19, keep your mind on what is right. Now, the battle is won or lost here. Because when you got an open mind, it tends to get filled with garbage. What you need to do is watch what you think about. Anytime you see somebody really messing up their life, it didn't start with the actions, it started with thoughts. They were thinking dumb thoughts before they started making dumb decisions. Because the Bible makes very clearly, and science backs us up, that the way you think determines how you feel. Thoughts determines feelings. You feel this way because you're thinking a certain way. And feelings are what motivate you to action. Now, if you want to change your action, you want to break a bad habit, you want to change your life, you don't work on the habit, on the action, you work on what caused it. The thoughts that caused the feelings that caused the action. And God says, your thoughts control your life. Now, this is how you fall into temptation. This is how affairs happen. Affairs just don't happen. I mean, a husband doesn't come home and say, you know, I slipped in an affair today. Like, you know, I tripped. You know? No. There were little chinks in the armor. The glass was cracking little by little for a long time prior to that. Long before the actual physical act takes place, little decisions have been made that lowered the barrier and lowered the barrier and lowered the barrier. It happens like this. I wrote it down in your outline. First, it starts with accepting sinful thoughts in my mind. You go, you know, what would it be like to go to bed with that person? I wonder, is it so wrong? Well, everybody's doing it. What did God really say? And you start having these doubts and things like this, and you start fantasizing in your mind. Some of you have been fantasizing with people you work with. Yeah, well, what would it be like to be married to that person? And you know what? You say, oh, it's harmless. It is not. It is not harmless. Because thoughts inevitably produce feelings. That's why you're thinking it. It produces feelings of excitement.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment with a final thought. But first, so many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal audio libraries. And there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick put together an all-new collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. Now, if you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. They include Escaping the People-Pleaser Trap, How to Keep from Stressing Out, How to Recognize God's Voice, Learning My True Identity in Christ, Set Free from Me, and Why God Made You. This very special 6-message collection is available as a box CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s, and they're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, right now by going to rickwarren.org or just call 800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
I want to close this broadcast by telling you how you're making a difference in some of the most remote places on the planet. Thanks to your generous support to Daily Hope, we have been able to distribute this broadcast, Daily Hope broadcast, to some of the most remote places around the world by using solar-powered radios. For instance, Daily Hope is broadcast on a radio station that sits just outside a South Sudanese refugee settlement camp. Now, you can imagine that a refugee camp is one of the most hopeless places on the planet. These people have lost their homes, their jobs, their livelihood, often even all of their clothes, and they're living day to day in a refugee camp. And you might be wondering, how in the world do we get the good news of hope in Jesus Christ to all of those people? Well, the way we do it is family groups in the camp are given a solar-powered radio. And that radio is tuned to a local radio station. It's also preloaded with an audio Bible, with some Christian music, and with Christian teaching. And you know what? It's working. We have heard how people gather around each solar-powered radio and they hear the message together. In fact, I was really excited to learn that several of the unreached, unengaged tribes of the world are actually living peacefully side by side in the very refugee camps where we are now broadcasting. And so you're helping get the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to people who have never, ever, ever heard it in their entire lives. You know, I got a letter from the station manager there in South Sudan by that refugee camp. His name is Akudi, and he wrote me this to tell us. He said, "Rick, we play the pre-recorded messages of Daily Hope at least 2 times a day. And we have received word from people all over the district. The very first day," he said, "we broadcast, we actually got phone calls from over 40 people who told us how much they appreciated the station and the messages from Daily Hope. We could not reach these people without your prayers and without your generous support. That's why when you give this to Daily Hope, you're not just blessing yourself and keeping this message out in podcasts and broadcasts in America. You're actually taking this good news to people who've never heard the name of Jesus Christ before. We want to support you. I want to support you. I want to encourage you in your spiritual growth, and I want to give you the daily hope you need to live for Jesus. But I want us together to take this message to people who've never, ever heard it. If you'd like to partner with me on this, you can go to my website, www.rickwarren.org. That's www.rickwarren.org. And you can get more information on how you can be a partner in taking the message and hope of Jesus Christ to people who have never, ever heard it, even after 2,000 years of the church. Or you can call me. You can call us at 1-800-600-5004. Let me say that again. 1-800-600-5004. 1-800-600-5004. Thanks for listening today. Join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope. And together, we can reach people that have never been reached with the good news. God bless you.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.